I'm Rick Henson with this news update for Tuesday, June 18th on KJAN.com. One person was hospitalized following an accident involving a four-wheel all-terrain vehicle Monday afternoon southeast of Stanton. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, a call from the scene near 240th Street east of O Avenue came in at around 3:50 p.m. Officials say 18-year-old Cody Johnson of rural Stanton was eastbound on 240th when his ATV's brakes locked. The machine was nearing a ditch when Johnson jumped off and injured his leg when he landed. He was taken by ambulance to the Montgomery County Hospital in Red Oak. The four-wheeler was not damaged during the incident. Sheriff's office was assisted at the scene by the Stanton and Red Oak Fire and Rescue Departments. An inmate at the Montgomery County Jail faces assault charges following an incident at the jail late Monday afternoon. Sheriff's officials say the incident happened as Red Oak rescue personnel, who treated an inmate for a possible medical issue, began to leave the facility. The unidentified inmate allegedly assaulted a paramedic. The inmate was charged with assault on a firefighter or paramedic. The bond for that offense was set at $1,000. Well, people who apparently have nothing better to do with their time have damaged property meant for the enjoyment and relaxation of others in Atlantic. During Monday evening's meeting of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors, Director Roger Herring said it's believed persons from out of town destroyed a park bench at the Schulberg Recreation Area. The incident, involving the very first new bench to be installed by a local Eagle Scout, wasn't discovered until a week ago when Herring went out to mow.
The very first bench, as you go to the right, as you walk in from a west side, and one on the very curb that right by the boat ramp before you get to the boat dock is gone. And then there's a picnic table that sits over here, and next to the picnic table was a burnt round circle. And then I had gotten wind that somebody had camped out there the previous weekend. Well, all of a sudden I put two and two together. You've got the wood bench, you've got the burnt circle, and then there had been a camp site there. Somebody had actually pitched a tent. And so in investigating that, all the screws that held the bench together were in that campfire site. So they tore the bench out, broke the wood up, built a fire with the...
Herring said they received leads in the case and they don't point to anyone local. In another incident, he said someone took trash from a can at the city park in downtown Atlantic last weekend and dumped it into the men's restroom. With the heat and humidity allowing the refuse to ferment over the weekend, when the incident was discovered by park workers, the stench nearly overwhelmed them. Culprits didn't do any other damage and even returned the trash can to its proper place. City Councilman Chris Jimerson, who represents the council on the Parks and Rec Board, mentioned also that sometime over the weekend, persons on motorcycles tore up the soccer fields by the Little League Park.
That kind of Mickey Mouse stuff, so kids are starting to get bored now and into summer, and so we're having some more of that.
Two juveniles are suspected of causing an estimated $10,000 damage at the Walnut Community School over the weekend. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker told KJAN News Monday the incident was discovered early Sunday morning at the school located at 415 Antique City Drive.
It was noticed on Sunday morning about 7 o'clock when the janitor came in. So they'd vandalized approximately 9 rooms and several hallways.
Danker says the damage was extensive.
There was food products dumped on the floor and splattered on the walls and ceiling. Glue, bleach, and other liquids dumped onto the floors. Drawers and cabinets were emptied and scattered around the rooms.
A crime scene technologist was called to the school to investigate, and Danker says they believe they've identified the suspects.
They are juveniles, and at this time, I don't believe anybody has been charged with anything yet.
The names of the suspects were not released. The culprits will face a charge of burglary in the third degree for breaking into the school. Now, sources told KJAN News a 13 and 7-year-old were apparently involved in the crime, but Danker was unable to confirm that, other than to say they were juveniles. He could also not confirm the report that there was $10,000 damage to the school. That's a check of the news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.